Mr. O'Brien?
Yes.
This is Murphy Martin in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember me or not. It's been a long time.
From the Ross Perot.
That's right, from the Vietnam adventure.
I do.
Have you been?
Fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm just great, thank you. I am doing some research and getting ready to do a biography on Perot.
Yes.
And the purpose of my call is to see if I may call you at your convenience at some time when we can reminisce and have you reflect on that trip that you were a part of, and then in the impressions that you may have on Ross that I might be able to use.
Just thinking about, that those are the only contacts I have ever had with him.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course, that's the phase that I'm interested in. That's only a small part of his biography, of course,
yes.
Was the POW effort. But
right.
But still, it was a very exciting one because
yes.
of the very nature of it.
Yeah, surely. I'd be very glad to cooperate with you on that in any way I could. Would you be coming up here, or would you do this by telephone?
I can do it by phone. I'm not sure when I'll next be there, and I thought that it may be best for you also if you could just give me an approximate time, which is more convenient for you sometime, maybe even if it's at your home in the evening or whenever, that I'll be happy to just call you.
Yeah, why don't you give me a few days to just think about
sure.
it?
Sure.
That's, 1970.
It was in April of 70.
Yes. I think the best time for me would be in the morning. I would really prefer to do it from here than
good.
At home.
That would be fine. Whatever's best for you.
I pick the morning paper, and I usually have more flexibility in the morning. So it's very difficult for me to plan very far ahead. But why don't you? Call me, just say any morning next week from roughly 10 o'clock on Eastern time, and if I'm here, I'll be very happy to do whatever I can.
Excellent, excellent. I will do that. I will try, and then whatever is most convenient for you, we'll react to it. We didn't have anybody, your competition there in St. Louis, I see recently in some of their papers, they've been doing a pretty good job on Perot.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was just a few minutes ago looking at their Sunday paper, and the fellow who's doing those has a story about New York State selecting some other firm to handle their Medicaid processing. Yes, I've noticed that. I don't understand why they're taking it up now. I seem to remember two or three years ago that one of the House committees had went into that at least to some degree, and
yeah.
I thought
I searched out their records. Apparently, they came up with nothing. Of course, I mean
yeah.
they it was another investigation that didn't yeah. find any wrongdoing. And but I find it rather amusing. I guess those of us who have known Perot, when he's portrayed as a cold and bloodless type guy as he comes across in some of these stories, find it a bit difficult to understand, but that's not your newspaper anyhow. But I thought of that when I was talking with you and realized it was your competition that
yes.
I'd recently read.
Right. Now, they see a lot of things differently from the way we see them on the Globe Democrat.
Right. I will be in touch with you then
fine.
The first part of the week, Mr. O'Brien,
all
and
right.
look forward to visiting
that
with you.
Fine, and I've talking with you again, and I'll be glad to help in any way I can.
Well, it would be most helpful, and you're gracious to do it.
Okay.
Thank you now.
Thank you.
Bye.
No problem securing the plane.
What I was thinking of, I have those 8 by 10 pictures here, and I thought
yes.
that if it would be beneficial, I can get those on to you to work with in this.
No, that's really not necessary here, and I'll tell you why, because I think that the planes that I have, for instance, the two jets on the front panel,
mm-hmm.
they're not the planes that Robbie flew, but they look quite well,
right.
quite good, and that is still as indicative of that. But when I make it, of course, we use the planes that Robbie flew.
Surely.
So that with that in mind, that's the way I will complete the panels.
Mm-hmm.
And I will use what is available at the moment. When we do it right, it'll be exactly a representation of what the circumstances were.
Right. Very good. So you're saying it's probably going to be the first of the week sometime.
At least, Murphy.
At least, okay.
Yeah. And I'm supposed to go. I have work to do. I have to go to San Antonio next week.
Mm-hmm.
But how is your schedule looking?
I think from an from expediting standpoint that it might be best if we could have Ross see as early in the week, for example.
Yeah.
My schedule is loose, in answer to your question.
Okay.
But have him see as early, and then we can react, because that following week, the week of the first week in May, I'm going to be in Houston all that week anyhow, working.
Oh, okay.
And so if anything comes up after that, then, you know, we can react to it. I'll be right there.
Okay. Let me see how my panels go this week. Now, let me ask you this. Since I also didn't go with the other panels, so I want to make sure that you like the idea. Would you like for me to go ahead and pursue the cost on this?
Yes. When you show it to them, we'll have all of that, too.
Okay. Now, I'll get the cost on the only other thing that Scalvo will have to do, of course, is to cast the panels for us. So I'll get all of that cost and the figure for creating the panels itself. And the base, of course, then I'll get you the price in various materials.
Now, you're talking about, when you're talking about getting a price, you're talking about this not being included in what we're talking about?
It can't be. It can't be included in the 13.5, because as we discussed, the 13.5 now only includes Robbie's figure.
Mm-hmm.
Now the rest of it, the base that you decide upon, you know, be it this base or whatever you may decide upon, will have to be an additional amount.
All right, give me a ballpark before we go too far on this right now, if you can.
I can't.
Well,
you can
from your own for your own work, can you not? I want to avoid, for example, some problems if we're getting into a very expensive type situation. I want to be aware of it.
No, we're not doing that. I'm not gonna do that on the panels. I'm not gonna charge anything like this kind of a figure for the panels. I'm not gonna do that. Although it's an awful lot of work. I mean, that's just part of it. I'm really not concerned about that. I feel that this is an essential part of the sculpture, so. Don't worry about that, but I do want to find out what it costs so that
I
don't give you a figure that's, out of line with what he's going to charge me.
Right.
Let me find out what he's going to do on it.
Right, because I would need to know that so that we can make proper decisions.
Right. Now, the base itself, depending upon whether it be a granite base or whatever, now he'll have to give me a figure on that. He'll have to get it from someone.
Right. Well, are you talking about Schiavo again there?
Yes, because he has handled all of my bases. He has access, of course, to all of those people in New York that make all of the bases, and he can get the right price, or he will recommend.
Well, the base should be inexpensive,
sir.
The base should be inexpensive.
Well, if it's granite, it's not going to be that inexpensive.
What do we call inexpensive for a 40 inch by
well, I'll tell
8
you
inches?
What, the kind of bases that I have had in the past, you know, small bases for pieces of work, which you've seen in the black Bakelite material, which is a material you might also consider. I didn't put that in because to say Bakelite, writing it out doesn't sound good, yet you know yourself it's a good-looking base.
Mm-hmm.
The black Bakelite material that I've had, the bases range from $50 to $60, depending upon the size.
Right.
The small cubes are only about $30. So we might be able to use the black Bakelite material to create the base, which, as you know, is wood, and then this Bakelite material is put over the top of it, and it looks quite handsome.
Well, let's talk about granite for a change. What are we talking about, generally speaking, in the 40 by 8 inches by whatever the front-to-back dimension is?
Okay, I haven't bought any granite for so long, I couldn't tell you what it would cost to cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, going to have to cut into that block of granite to place the pieces in. I'll have to find out what that is. I don't know, but I'll find out as quickly as I can and get it to you. You know, I won't wait until I come up there.
Right.
I'll find out as quickly as I can.
That's beautiful, Larry. That's great.
Well, I'm just so pleased that you like the idea and that the drawing was helpful for you. The
drawing was very helpful. And we're just anxious to see the model, and then we, hopefully, will be full steam ahead then. When we make that decision, we can
Okay.
Start after it in earnest.
Okay.
Not that you have not been after it in earnest.
Well, I really have. I've spent so many hours. I know that you have. I know Robbie intimately and all of the workings here that we've had. But
Robbie called, by the way. I talked with him on Monday. He was leaving for Amarillo.
Oh, did you?
And I told him that maybe by the time that he got back without a part of this week, we might have something that we could talk about a bit more and maybe show he's anxious to see. And I thought that maybe when you get ready to bring it up here, I might call Robbie and have him come up.
Be super.
And see it simultaneously.
Be great.
Yeah.
Be just great. Or bring him down to Houston. We'll play some golf with him.
Yeah, that would be good, too. I just don't know if we have that kind of time.
I understand. What I was going to tell you something else, and I forgot what the heck it was. Well, it probably wasn't that important.
But the next thing I will hear from you, then...
Oh, I know what it was.
Okay.
You were going to send me the photograph that Robbie was looking for, and...
That's what he called for. He couldn't find it.
The information on patches and such.
Right. He could not find that picture from National Geographic.
Why don't you ask Robbie, and we've got plenty of time to do that, why don't you ask Robbie if there's a possibility here at Ellington or some of these Air Force bases, if that 38 and the type holster and web belt or whatever they use might be available for use on the big sculpture.
Yeah, we can get that.
He
can get that at Bergstrom in Austin.
Okay. I will need that.
We really just are a picture of it. You don't have to have the actual thing.
Well, no, not really. If I know the 38, I can get a 38 here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do need it for measurements, though.
Okay.
He doesn't have to get me an actual gun, because I know that getting weapons out is that's tough to
right.
do. We don't
right.
need to do that.
Right.
But the holster and the other, I can secure a weapon.
Very good. I'll talk to him about that.
Okay.
Larry, look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, fine, and I'll get after it this weekend again.
Beautiful. We're getting there.
Yeah, we're going to make it.
All
we're
right.
going to make it, and I'll say one thing of working with you gentlemen, you and Mr. Perot. That is certainly, you bring out the best in people.
Well, he does that. He has that capability.
He really
has
does.
That capability.
And nothing is really worthwhile unless you work that hard for it.
That's, I think, I'm inclined to agree with that wholeheartedly.
You too.
Larry, say hello to Erica and the family.
Thank you. I will, and you to Joyce.
I will do that.
Take care, sir.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.